Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Time to hang out with Zanti Swanepoel. It's that time of the week, and Wednesdays wouldn't be the same unless you had one of her wonderful stories. Before we even get to talk to her about that, we want to know. We were talking on Monday morning, Zanti. Ons het maandag gepraat en gesê, Lourdes is nou nie hier nie, want hy is besig met 'n deernag. Toe dink Leo en ek, joh, laas keer toe ons deernag het was universiteit. Hoe het hy, did he do all right? Het hy goed gedoen?
All I know is I have got new respect,
ja.
Dad. Ek kan het glad nie doen nie. Ek sê mos vir jou, hulle sê 50 is the new 40 and 12 o'clock for me is now the new 9 o'clock.
Early to bed for
you.
Ja, ek
kan het glad nie. Ja, I'm a waste, maar ek het baie respect vir hulle. Hulle het die deadline gedoen, hulle experiment is klaar.
Yeah, we thought we'd check in. I'm glad everything went well as we expected it would. Wat het jy vir ons vandag? Ons is lief vir stories. Ons is lus. Mense het al hulle koffie geskink. Ons wag nou, Zanti.
Fantasties, fantasties. Weet jy wat? Vanoggend wil ek praat oor en ek gaan nogal vinnig praat en dan wil ek in my storie inkom sodat ek nie meer tyd vat as wat ek moet nie. Maar ek wil regtig vanoggend bietjie praat oor hierdie vlaag is dan net iets verskrikliks en daar's soveel daar's net soveel mense wat soveel mense verloor op hierdie stadium en wat jy weet 'n klomp vra oor geloof het. En dan wonder mense soms maar hoe antwoord mense almal of hoe antwoord mense vir jouself nie baie keer die antwoorde het nie. Ek wil vanoggend net 'n storie met jou deel en mag dit jou bemoedig, mag dit vir jou nuwe perspektief gee dat God te midde van al hierdie chaos nog steeds in beheer is.
Ja.
En dat niks om verby gaan nie. Ek wil hê jy moet jou vanoggend sit in 'n auditorium, 'n klomp studente en 'n professor wat voor staan. En nou gaan ek vir jou 'n storie vertel. En mag dit jou bemoedig vandag dat jy weer eens wil verstaan dat jou koneksie tot God niks anders is as geloof nie. So wanneer niks om jou sin maak nie, wanneer jy geen antwoord het vir 'n vraag van iemand nie, hou vas aan jou geloof, because it's the currency of God. Dis waar my werk. So sit jou in hierdie scenario van hierdie auditorium vanoggend en dan gaan ek vir jou gesprek tussen 'n professor en 'n student vertel. So die professor staan voor in hierdie auditorium en hy wys na 'n student en die student sê, yes sir. En die professor antwoord, hy sê, so you believe in God, am I right? And the student answers, absolutely sir. Professor, is God good? Student, of course, sir. Is God powerful? Yes, sir. He says, well, answer me this then. My brother, the professor says, died of cancer. And even though he prayed to God to heal him, most of us would have attempted to help others because that's what we are as humans. But God didn't. So how is this God good then? The student was silent. The professor said, you can't answer, can you? So let's start again, young fella. Is God good? Student, yes. Professor, is Satan good? No. Where does Satan come from? From God, sir. That is right. So tell me, son, is there evil in the world? Yes. Evil is everywhere, isn't it? And God did make everything. Am I correct? Yes, sir. So who created evil? The student didn't answer. Is there sickness, immortality, immorality, hatred, ugliness? All of these things exist in the world, don't they? Yes, sir. So who created them? Student gave no answer. Science says you have five senses you use to identify and observe the world or the world around you, don't you? So tell me, son, have you ever seen God? No, sir. Tell us if you ever heard your God. No, sir. Have you ever felt God, tasted God? Smelt your God? Have you even had any sensory perception of your God in this matter? Yet you still believe in him? Yes, I do. Well, according to empirical, testable, demonstrable protocol, science says your God does not exist. So who do you say to that son? What do you say to that son? Well, absolutely nothing, sir. I only have my faith. I only have my faith. Yes, faith. And that is the problem science has. But then the student stood up and he said, "Sir, may I, you know, address you?" And the professor said, "Fine." He said, "Professor, is there such a thing as heat?" The professor said, "Yes, of course." "And is there such a thing as cold?" The professor said, "Yes." He said, "No, sir, there is not." The lecture theatre became very quiet at this turn of events. "Sir, you can have lots of heat, even more heat, super heat, mega heat, white heat, a little heat, or no heat. But you don't have anything called cold. We can heat 450 degrees below zero, which is no heat, but we cannot go further than that. There is no such thing as cold, sir. Cold is only a word we use to describe the absence of heat. We cannot measure cold. Heat is energy, but cold is the opposite of heat, sir, just the absence of it." There was a pin drop silence in the lecture theater, you can just imagine. The student went on. He said, "What about darkness, Professor? Is there such a thing as darkness?" "Yes, what is night if there's not darkness?" the professor answered. "Well, you are wrong again, sir. Darkness is the absence of something. You can have low light, normal light, bright light, flashing light. But if you have no light constantly, you have nothing, and that is called darkness, isn't it? In reality, darkness isn't. Because if it is, you would be able to make darkness darker, wouldn't you? So what is the point you are making, young man?" "Sir, my point is that your philosophical premise is flawed." "Flawed? Explain me how." "Sir, you are working on the premise of duality. You argue there is life and there is death, a good God and a bad God. You are viewing the concept of God as something finite, something you can measure, sir. Science cannot even explain a thought. It uses electricity and magnetism, but has never seen, much less fully understood either one. To view death as the opposite of life is to be ignorant of the fact that death cannot exist as a substantive thing. Death is the opposite of life, just the absence of it. Now tell me, Professor, do you teach students that they evolved from a monkey?" Professor answers, "If you're referring to the natural evolutionary process, yes, of course I do." He says, the student asks, "Have you ever observed evolution with your own eyes, sir?" Professor thinks, "No." Student, "Since no one has ever observed the process of evolution at work and cannot even prove that this progress is ongoing, is now an ongoing endeavor, are you not teaching your opinion, sir? Are you not a scientist, but rather a preacher?" The student, "Is there anything in this class who has ever seen the professor's brain?" Now they stayed quiet. He asked the students, "Has any one of you seen the professor's brain?" They are all quiet. "Is there anyone who has ever heard the professor's brain? Felt it, touched it, or smelt it?" No one appears to have done so. According to the established rules of empirical, stable, demonstrable protocol science, it now says that you have no brain, sir. So with all due respect, how can we trust your lecture, sir? The room was silent. Mm-hmm. The professor answered, "I guess you have to take them on faith, son." The student, "That is it, sir. Exactly. The link between man and God is faith. That is all that keeps things alive and moving." And this student's name was Albert Einstein. I want to leave you with the following. Faith is all we have, but all we need. It's all we need. And that is sometimes when I think where God says we have to become like children. Because when we get difficult questions in the times we are living in right now, when people die around us that we've prayed for, when we lose our job that we trusted for, when so many things around us is in havoc and we have nothing, then our faith that tomorrow will be better than today. I want to encourage you. That is all you need. Because God says if we can be like children, children don't have very difficult questions. Children just come and look in your eyes. If I think about Dakota at night when Lawrence prays for her, she just looks in his eyes and she says to him, is everything going to be okay? And when Lawrence looks back at her and he says, everything will be fine, she turns around and she sleeps. It's enough. May God's word towards you be enough today. That even if you are broken, even if you are at a place where nothing works, nothing is understandable, may you be at that place where you look in God's eyes, where he sits in front of you on his knees and says, even if you don't understand, trust me and have faith that all will be well. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.